Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, this is Liz Cambay.
This is Nikki Collin.
What up, guys? This is Esther Starson.
Hey, this is Imani Miggy Stafford.
Hey, this is Jordan Canada.
This is Asia Wilson.
Welcome to the WNBA Nation.
Welcome back, WNBA Nation. How's it going? My name's Kyle Haywood, and I have been MIA for the last little bit. Want to apologize about that. We had three different medical issues that hit my family that took me personally out. So I apologize about that, but I am back. And as of the time of this recording, conference tournaments are just about to start. This episode will probably come out several days after I actually record this, but I want you guys to all know that's where the figures, the points per game that I'm going to be using, all of that, all the stats come at the beginning before any conference tournaments start. So those are supposed to start tomorrow as of the recording of this episode. So obviously there may be a couple things here and there. Hopefully, fingers crossed and knocking on wood here, that we don't have any injuries to any of these players that I'll be talking about today. So welcome to the pre-March Madness 2023 WNBA Mock Draft edition. I've been really excited to make this all season long. I've been watching these players, been watching a ton of women's basketball, a ton of college women's basketball. And primarily, that's kind of where I sit with this. These are all going to be college players that I'm talking about today. Obviously, there's a couple international names that we'll take a look at, but this year in particular, I don't think there's going to be an international player taken in the first round. I just don't see that happening. So with that in mind, we're going to stick mostly with college players. I'm going to be doing this in a two-part episode, so I'm recording all of it today. So you're listening to part one right now. Part two will probably come out the day after this one releases, so make sure you're checking back for that. But I want to go through who I think will be the first round draft picks as it stands right now. This is who I see going on these individual takes. Now, I'm not going to mention like the actual teams as we go. I'm just going to pick 1 through 12. All right. Just to keep things flowing, keeping it pretty simple here. So without further ado, let's hop right in. All right. I don't think this is any surprise at all that I'm taking this player first overall. I think everybody's thought this for the last several seasons, but Aaliyah Boston out of South Carolina is going to be your number one draft pick unless something absolutely crazy happens. There is no reason why Boston won't be taken number one overall and likely heading out to Indiana. So with Aaliyah Boston going to South Carolina, I think a lot of people, there's been some questions by maybe some people who don't necessarily follow super close. They're wondering, they're like, why is she going so high? Her numbers aren't off the charts. You know, like her points per game are going to be the lowest that you will see pretty much in this entire first round. I believe she has the lowest points per game prior to heading into conference tournaments of anybody going that I have going in the first round. Now, that being said, we have to take context into everything. Aliyah Boston does not need to be dominant individually on this South Carolina team. There are so many other players, a couple of which we may hear a little bit about later. There are several other players on this South Carolina team that can do so much, and there's no reason why Aliyah Boston has to go out and do it all herself. So currently, she's listed at 6'5". She's a big, she's a forward. She has 13.3 points per game, 9.7 rebounds per game, and just shy of 2 assists per game. That's where she's at. And again, she does not have to be dominant and put up insane numbers, although her rebounds are pretty impressive. But Aliyah Boston is hands down the best player in this draft class. And all you got to do is watch a game to be able to tell that. She also, South Carolina has an insane margin of victory, average margin of victory. It's way up there. So she also doesn't have to play late into the games. She's able to sit down and rest a lot of times in that fourth quarter. And so, yeah, her points per game and her overall stats are going to take a little bit of a hit simply because she's sitting and she's not going to be in the game the whole time. So there you have it. Aliyah Boston, no surprise there. That's just a given. All right, at my number two spot, I actually have Diamond Miller. Diamond Miller was on my radar for the last couple seasons. I was wondering what was going to happen. She has had a phenomenal season at Maryland and has really kind of made her mark and put a lot of the rest of, you know, the rest of NCAA basketball on notice. She's listed at 6'3". She plays a guard, and she's averaging 19.9 points per game, 6.4 rebounds per game, and 2.8 assists per game. Diamond Miller can kind of do everything. She's a big guard that is very athletic. She did have kind of an injury early, you know, a little while ago, that not this season, but in a previous season, that kind of hindered her a little bit. She's back. She's absolutely tearing it up. Maryland has done a ton with what they've had this season. The Big Ten in general is absolutely stacked across the board. And Maryland, you know, I think is the 3 seed heading into the Big Ten tournament. But that's not to say that, you know, they couldn't win the whole thing. They're a phenomenal team. This Maryland squad is very, very good. And Diamond Miller is kind of that 1A person that leads the Terps. So Diamond Miller, I've got going number two. Haley Jones is actually who I have going number three, and I had her at number two for a lot of this season. Quite a bit throughout this season, I had her up at number two. But right now she's at number three, and it's kind of a soft three. I honestly do think that 2 through 5 in this draft class all could be somewhat interchangeable depending on the teams that are going to be selecting their picks and kind of where, you know, what their preference is. I don't think that there's a huge, huge gap between my number two and my number five. I think that they're pretty well spread out or pretty well even across the board. I think it comes down to preference and who's going to fit best with each team. Haley Jones is also a pretty good sized guard. She's listed at 6'1". She averages 13.5 points per game. And here's where Haley Jones stands out. She averages nearly 9 rebounds per game as a guard. That is all alongside the fact that she's playing with Hannah Jump and Cameron Brink and these other really great rebounders, that, you know, the fact that she's also in there rebounding very well. She also has a great read of the floor. She keeps her head up while she's facilitating. She also, I believe, has the highest assist per game of anybody I've got going in the first round here. Let me check. Yes, she does, at 4 assists per game. So Haley Jones, I think is WNBA ready. And I think she's been playing with other WNBA ready or WNBA potential like prospects at Stanford. And so I think she's kind of used to that, playing with those types of players. Haley Jones has been good for many years. I think she's kind of a safe bet. I don't know if Haley Jones is going to come in and, you know, necessarily win Rookie of the Year, but she's a very safe bet. She's someone who you can take and really feel good about and know that you're not going to be having a bust. That's kind of how I see her. Her ceiling may not be quite as high as some of these other players, but I think her floor is, she has a very high floor. I don't think she's going to bust at all. I think Haley Jones is a very safe pick. So I've got her at 3.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Jordan Horston coming in at my number 4 out of Tennessee. She's a 6'2 guard. Is what she's listed at right now. And now some of these players do kind of move throughout. When you have somebody who plays sometimes on the wings, some of these players will play out on the wing at times with different sets from their team. So I'm literally just going off of what their university lists them at right now. Some of them may be better as a point guard or a wing or a power forward, like just across the board on any of these players. I'm simply giving you what their college website lists them at right now. So just that's kind of where we're at with this. Okay. Jordan Horston, 6'2". She's averaging 15.2 points per game, 6.9 rebounds per game, and 1.3 assists per game. Jordan Horston and Rekia Jackson, these two Tennessee players are, they're very, very good. They have been phenomenal for Tennessee. Tennessee has probably been a little bit underwhelming. They've been a little bit, I guess you could even say, disappointing from what a lot of people expected of them at the beginning of the season. That being said, I feel like Jordan Horston's draft stock has stayed really strong. I think preseason I had her listed at 3, and she's only dropped to 4 simply because I had Diamond Miller, who went from my number 4 all the way up to my number 2. So it's not been necessarily that Horson's been bad, but it's simply that I do think Diamond Miller has elevated herself up to that number 2 spot, which obviously just bumps Haley Jones and Jordan Horston down to 3 and 4. So Horson's solid. Again, big, a pretty good size guard. And that's where I think both all of Diamond Miller, Haley Jones, Jordan Horston, they're all kind of that guard, could play anywhere from the 1 to 3, but they all have pretty decent size. They're 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". Like they're all pretty good size players that I think are, and I think a lot of WNBA executives are looking at a guard that can come in with size, that can guard players that have length. And I think that's where these three fit really well, is because they're quick enough to and athletic enough to guard down to the 1. But they also have a little bit of length and can guard out to the 2 and the 3. And I think that on the defensive end, that speaks well to all 3 of these last players. Rekia Jackson, I'm already talking about Tennessee, so let's throw her in as well. Forward, she's listed as a forward. She's also 6'2". She has been very consistent as far as her scoring goes for Tennessee, averaging just shy of 19 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, and 1.3 assists. Horston and Jackson really have been kind of the whole show for Tennessee. They've played very well. I think the surrounding pieces for Tennessee have been kind of the weak point for that team this year. But Horston and Jackson really have looked strong, in my opinion. And in fact, Jackson, I had pretty far down on my preseason. She was really like a ways down. She wasn't necessarily like one that I was really big on. She has totally changed my mind. I've got her all the way up to number 5 in my mock draft right now. So looking really strong for these two players. I would be surprised if either of these two players drop beyond like the 7 or 8 pick. I could see some other players maybe making a stretch, moving up, especially we'll see what happens here in March, but Horston and Jackson, both in my opinion, are, near lottery picks for this WNBA draft. All right. We're going to wrap up kind of the first, of part one here with who I have at number 6. And this is simply because this player has been as electric as anybody not named Caitlin Clark. And honestly, she kind of might be even as electric as Caitlin Clark. And that's Maddie Sechrist out of Villanova. I know I probably have her higher than a lot of people. I've got her at 6. I know some people probably have her quite a bit lower than that. I really like a 6'1" wing scorer. I don't think that anybody in the WNBA is going to be upset by someone who can just put up buckets. I mean, we've seen so many players come in and be able to carve out a piece for themselves simply because they can put up points. I mean, look at Arike Ogunbowale. You know, she can just really take over on the offensive side of the floor. Now, I don't think Maddie Sechrist and Arike Ogunbowale are comparative players in their style of play in any way. So let me be clear there. But I do think that that could be a piece that Maddie could play in the WNBA. Someone who can shoot, who has good vision, who moves into space very well and just knows where to be in order to get a good look at the hoop. She leads the country in scoring, beating out even the likes of Caitlin Clark. She's phenomenal. She's adding a ton of eyes onto Villanova basketball this year. I guess I should give you her numbers, 29.0 points per game, but that's not all she does. She also averages 9.1 boards per game. So she works hard, not just for shots, but for rebounds as well. 1.4 assists per game. She's phenomenal. I really like her. She's an exciting player, and maybe it's just some of that bias or, you know, kind of recency or just like hype bias that we get around players like this every once in a while. But I've got her all the way up at my number 6 spot. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a break right here. Just appreciate you guys. I'm going to have part 2 releasing tomorrow. And so make sure you're listening for that. And, yeah, it should be good to go. Go ahead and make sure you're checking out WNBANation.com. I will have this mock draft going up within a day or two after these episodes release so that you can hop on and see, read through them. I'll have little blurbs about each of them and then these points, you know, kind of their stats along with it. So watch for that. That will be going up on WNBANation.com. Hope you enjoy the conference tournaments. March is starting, and it's my favorite month of the entire year. It's my birthday month. I think it was just fitting that I was born in the month of March because I absolutely love this month. I love brackets. I love basketball, and this gets to merge both of those things. It's a happy birthday for me. So there you go. There's part 1. Stay tuned for part 2 tomorrow as I'll be looking at numbers 7 through 12 in the first round, as well as a couple honorable mentions to keep your eyes out for. But for WNBA Nation, I'm Kyle Haywood, and we got you next time.